Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, on Thursday, January 16th. Where we are, it's minus 45 outside with the wind chill, so I hope you are safe, somewhat warm here today, and to settle in for another great hour of sports talk on your favorite sports program coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. If you missed Hour 1, you did miss a lot. Gary Lawless was good enough to join us live from the Golden Knights road trip to break down the firing of Gerard Gallant yesterday. And basically, Gary said, yes, this does have Kelly McCrimmon's fingerprints all over it. He's the general manager, and explained why, and also explained what the expectations are with the Golden Knights. If you missed it and you're a hockey fan, you might want to go back and listen to that. Just a general sports discussion in Hour 1. Al Dumba's with us here in the bunker, our hockey insider. Darren DuPont.
Sure.
Darren DuPont.
There is a Darren Dumba.
There is with us. Okay. Is there a Darren Dumba?
All right.
Yeah. And
Broncos.
I had some other topics that I wanted to get to, and we will hear an hour two. Flames Leafs tonight, obviously. I want to talk about that. Adam Big Hill's son going in for surgery for the cleft lip surgery. Wendy Williams has apologized.
Yes.
And actually made a donation to the foundation for people that are afflicted by that. So there's been a bit of a nice ending to that story. I didn't want to talk about that and some other things. Once we got people going on ticket prices, there was no stopping them. They just went off. So we'll continue that. But just ahead of Phil Andrews, the voice of the Regina Pats, our weekly WHL prospect feature brought to you by Sask, Snowbeef, Ian Crosby and crew is Leighton Feist, Regina Pats prospect. And there you go. He's up with the team right now from Dawson Creek, BC, wears number 44 with the big club, 6'1", 155. Built like a toothbrush. First round pick of the 2019 WHL Bantam Draft by the Pats, 17th overall. He's up with the Pats on the West Coast trip. He's the younger brother, former Pats defenseman Tyson Feist, who was traded at the trade deadline this year to the Cup host Kelowna Rockets. And he's the only Pats first round pick since Dawson Bartow. So he's a good one. Keep your eye out for Leighton Feist, and thank you to Sask Snowbeef and Ian Crosby, huge supporter of this show and the Western Hockey League. Let's go to Oregon now. Phil Andrews joins us, the voice of the Pats, on video chat. Philzy, thanks for hanging in through all the BS, because you've been with us for a while. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, it's good to just be able to listen. I'm happy to do it.
Good. Hey, how's the West Coast treating you? You've had a few days in Portland, the Rose City. How is it out there?
Yeah, it's, looking online at the weather back in Regina, I tell you that we left at the right time. And a little bit rainy here, a little bit cloudy, but it's been good. The Pats picked a big win in Everett on Sunday, and, you know, a tough one in Portland on Tuesday night against a really good team. But it's been a fairly successful road trip so far, and I think the guys are playing pretty well.
Not that you're surprised, but everybody's following what the Pats are doing out there. And I love the fact that you sent out a news release on Tuesday recounting all the injuries, how they happened, like what's going on with the team. I loved it because we all wanted to know. And for those that didn't read that release, can you just explain? One guy got busted up by an Everett Silvertip who's been suspended for a month. Another guy got kneed and he got hurt. And finally, it just seemed to me like the Pats are like, enough for enough. We need to tell the world what's going on with their club right now.
Yeah, it was kind of a case of two games where you lose, you know, three of your pretty key guys, and especially with the other injuries that the team has sustained, and then having, you know, Kyle Walker, who plays 20 minutes a night on the back end, taking a knee on the hit in Tri-City, and ended up being a five-minute major there, but he's going to be out for a few weeks. And then the very next night, at the end of the game, where the Pats had just scored an empty net, are up 6-3, and Dawson Butt comes out and hammers Mekhi Mitchell in the face nine times while the referee's holding Mekhi, and breaks three bones in his face and his nose is broken in two spots. And Dawson Butt ended up getting a 12-game suspension for the Western Hockey League for that. And the Silver Tips were fined $500. And then just a bad luck one. And in Drew Englott, who, you know, been playing so well, comes down with appendicitis after that game in Everett and has to be rushed to the hospital to have surgery to have it removed. And so, yeah, the team wanted to be transparent, I guess, and let everybody know why these guys weren't going to be in the lineup for the rest of this road trip and for the foreseeable future.
What's up with the club for the rest of the trip, Philzy?
We're in Seattle. We play the Thunderbirds on Friday and then wrap it up in Spokane on Saturday. So two left.
And what's the mood of the club? Because you did take it on the schnout in Portland. You had the young backup goalie. Is it going in playing a really good team? What's the mood of this team the rest of the way of the season, not just the trip?
I think it's been pretty good. I mean, you know, this is a team that, you know, a lot of people, Al Lowe was, you know, it started 1-10, and it was not a good start, you know. But since then, they've been a 500 team, and for this 30-game stretch, I mean, well, just a game under 500, 12-13, with a couple of loser points there. So, I mean, it's been a real good turnaround from the first month of the year, and you know, yes, there were some trades made, and you know, Max Paddock being the big one, going to Prince Albert, obviously a hole there. I mean, he was playing better than most goalies in the league prior to the deadline, but. You know, Donovan Buskey came in after in these three games, 35 saves against Tri-City on Saturday, 36, played his best game on Sunday in Everett. And so they're a team that still has some confidence that they can win. And, you know, they scored, you know, four, five, and four goals in these three games through the U.S. division so far. So I think there's a lot of positivity. I mean, the young guys have come a long way. And I'm not saying they're going to go on a crazy run and make the playoffs, but this has, you know, been a team that consistently has been 500 for 30 games. So, I mean, it's not a bad place to be. The guys are feeling good and playing well.
All right, Phil, let me just ask you this. What is the future in goal for the Regina Pats since Max Paddock departed? I'm talking the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, the franchise is really excited about Matthew Keeper. I mean, he's here with the team right now because Dan Bellick is hurt and they don't have a backup goaltender. He's just 15 this year, but drafted in the third round this summer out of Winnipeg. And just from preseason and training camp this year, I mean, you can see that he's got the tools to be a really good goaltender. And I don't think we've seen that in my time, and, you know, draft a goalie come in and show that. I mean, there was a lot of hype around Jordan Hall being a first-round pick, in 2014, but didn't really materialize into that, you know, top-end goaltender, but Matthew has that look. So, I mean, he's a little ways away, obviously, still being 15, and, you know, maybe you have him as a backup next year at 16, but, you know, right now there's maybe a gap in between where Matthew is going to be and where they are right now, but Donovan Buskey being 19, maybe you have him as a 20 next year, and then Dan Bellick 18. But, yeah, there might be a little gap there before they get to Keeper where he's ready to really carry the ball and be the starter.
All right. Despite those massive muscles, I'm sure your arms are getting tired, Phil. So we'll let you go. Say hi to all my buddies out there. Miss them. And keep up the fight.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Phil Andrews joining us from Portland, Oregon, where the Pats are on their West Coast trip. And some people are writing in here asking, Phil, how are you going to watch your Green Bay Packers on the weekend? Again, back to life as a play-by-play broadcaster. Now, really no different for you as a coach. We all travel the same miles. You don't get to see the big games because you're coaching or broadcasting them or playing in them.
Well, and the funny thing is you don't even care about them. Really, you got too much on your mind, too much on your plate.
As a coach, you
worry about as a coach. You know, there's so many things going into it. And there was a football game. I remember one night in Seattle, Monday Night Football, Peter Labardius went with a few people to the game. A couple of our 20-year-olds, I think, also went with him. And I stayed back in the hotel because somebody had to be there. I mean, I wasn't going to leave it to Graham Tour was there, and Graham would have gladly, but I wasn't going to put it on Graham. I wasn't going to, you know, so there you are, you know, coach, you're the guy. So you miss things like that, and it didn't even bother me, to be honest with you, because, like I said, you got more things on your plate than worrying about who's winning a football game, to be honest.
By the way, with the, I know people want to talk football, some do. I also know others are really loving the hockey chat, so we'll save the football for tomorrow, because with the Tkachuk-Cassian thing the other night, which really was nothing, I can't stress enough, that stuff used to happen all the time. Like, I don't know why.
I can't believe there was a suspension.
Right. It's just stunning to me that he would get a suspension. But there's hockey podcasts out there, particularly Dregs and Razor. What are they saying? What's the name of that? Dregs and Razor,
is it? Dregs and Razor, yeah.
Okay.
With Ray Ferraro and Darren Dreger.
Yeah. I think that's the one podcast. A lot of hockey podcasts are saying, what's the all-time kook show that you've seen? And look, I've seen some, but Al, you were part of the all-timer. Pat's Estevan Bruins.
Oh, that was bad.
Folks, take your shoes off, fill up your coffee.
Yeah. Well, this brawl happened when we were 17 years old.
This is legendary.
Majority of the team was 17 for the Pat Blues. We had some 16-year-olds, and we had one guy that was 19. It was Stu McClellan. And so he was our old man of the team. He was our leader, and he was a tough, hard-nosed, great hockey player and a great leader for us young guys. And we battled in the playoffs against Estevan, who had one of the premier teams in the league, and they were all built with 19-year-olds and a couple 18-year-olds. And we knew we were going out. And when Wayne and Mike Cartouche ran our team, Wayne was our coach, old Mike Cartouche, a lot of older people remember him, they had a lot of pride. They didn't care if you lost as long as you showed up. And as long as you showed you had pride, they were happy. Well, we knew we were done four straight against the Bruins. So in game four.
This is in the old stadium, exhibition stadium, which doesn't even exist anymore.
We unfortunately, here. There was two Dysart boys that kind of got going. One's name was Rob Tudor, and he kind of got in the fight. And the referee turned to me and said, if you start a fight, you're getting kicked out of the game. So I turned around and suckered the guy beside me. And, it was bad. We started the brawl. Benches cleared. I remember Reggie Duncombe was a tough guy playing for Estevan. Comes over, jumped on my back. Stu McClellan came and grabbed Reggie off me, and the brawl started three times. Broke it up three times it went. And blood all over, broken hands, broken noses.
But there was like ambulances coming and cops.
There was a lot of people. And the one thing I do remember is my dad was homesick with the flu, and my mom was in with the Tudor family, and all the mothers were on the glass asking us to please quit, please. And it wasn't hollering, it was please, please. They were kind of begging us. And you look around and you see the blood and you see everything, you realize that you were just in a war. And I can't believe it. I would never want to see that again. I would never want to see my son in a battle like that. We thought it was fun. I mean, I came out with a dislocated shoulder. Wasn't that much fun for me. But at the same time, because everybody was jumping everybody.
But there was one guy that got beat up real bad. It was Pooh Nelson, right? You said you felt bad.
Yeah. Well, I
don't want you to tell the story how, but you just...
Yeah, I mean, I know I hit him a few times and dunked. And we didn't know at the time that we could have really hurt somebody.
Exactly. And my point is, Darren, you know it's bad when a participant's saying it was bad.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and for people that enjoy rough hockey, I'd want people to understand that I don't advocate that. And what happened to Mekhi Mitchell the other night, getting his face beat in because he got whacked nine times? Who would want that? Yeah, that stuff's wrong.
No, it is. It's terrible. And the stuff that happened in the brawl was awful. It was bad. So you got a lot of sutures, a lot of hospital visits, and like you say, guys getting taken right to the hospital for broken wrists and everything. It was, I think, absolutely everything could have happened. Did in that brawl, and just shows you how terrible it is. And I'm a guy that likes fighting to this day in hockey,
right?
But not like that.
What do you think when you hear that?
It's incredible because it's so far removed from what we have now.
Yeah,
like it's so hard to comprehend. But yet
they'd lock you up forever now.
Let you listen to it.
Getting back to my point about Mike Cartouche, he was so proud of us 17, 16 year olds, basically the whole team. To show how much pride we had in battle, and we just thought we were doing the right thing. We didn't even know at the time that it was pretty ugly and pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. We got breaking news. Thank you, Clark. Breaking news today out of the CFL. George Cortez has been named the running backs coach and offensive assistant with the Calgary Stampeders.
Whoa.
Coming out of retirement.
Awesome.
George Cortez going from Houston to Calgary, Alberta, which, by the way, when we were together in Houston with him last month. Oh, there it is. Clark said it. The RP show boost. You come on this show, you get a pro contract.
Yeah, good things happen. I love that. It's real. It's a thing.
It is an absolute thing. So George telling us when we were in Houston a month ago off the air. But it doesn't matter. He said, of all the places he's lived and coached, and that includes San Francisco, Buffalo, Hamilton, Dallas. Calgary is his favorite place. Most beautiful city to live in, especially if you can get to Houston in the winter.
Yeah, why not?
What's not to love? So George Cortez has joined the Calgary Stampeders. More breaking news. This not as exciting. An arrest warrant has been issued for former LSU star Odell Beckham Jr., who was videotaped hitting a police officer on the backside after the Tigers' win over Clemson. Does that surprise you?
No, handing out money and then doing that.
Slapping a cop on the ass.
I think he thought he was in the wrong place. Thought he was somewhere else where he could hand out money and slap some ass.
Not wrong people!
Whoops! That's a real policeman. That's a real policeman, not a costume.
Yikes. Very similar to Claude Giroux. Did he not do the same thing and he was charged in Ottawa, yeah, the Philadelphia Flyers? That happens. Let's not forget Odell Beckham Jr. still a young man. Doesn't make it right. But that's not, now that's what we're going to hear for the next 48 hours going into conference championship weekend in the NFL, that OBJ, yep, slapped a cop in the ass. Do you think substances might have been involved in this? My, yeah, guess is yes.
I would suspect that at least alcohol was involved.
Robin in Prince Albert says, when can I get on the show for a pro contract somewhere? LOL. It's the RP Show bump, man. Joe Lazito writes in, good morning from New York, folks. Late to the party. Well, Joe's a guy that runs a podcast on New York Islanders fighters. You would have loved the story that we just told, Joe. You're going to have to hit rewind on the most legendary hockey brawl any of us have ever heard. We're going to take a timeout. It is episode 157 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show, and we'll be right back. You're watching on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members, plus members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned because we're going to ask for audience participation here after this sports update on this Thursday morning. The Raptors are finally starting to get healthy. Coach Nick Nurse said last night guard Fred VanVleet should be ready to play this weekend. He's missed four consecutive games with a right hamstring strain. Last night, Marc Gasol returned to action in Toronto's 130-121 road win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Carey Price is expected to be back in goal tonight when the struggling Canadiens hit the road against the Philadelphia Philadelphia Flyers. Montreal dropped a 4-1 decision last night at home against the Chicago Blackhawks with backup Charlie Lindgren in net. The Canadiens have scored only 16 goals in their last 9 games. The Flames and Maple Leafs meet tonight for an all-Canadian matchup at Scotiabank Arena. Calgary's making its second stop on a 3-game Eastern Canada road trip that began Monday with a 2-0 loss in Montreal. The Vegas Golden Knights will have a new coach behind the bench tonight when they play the Senators in Ottawa. Peter DeBoer is expected to make his Golden Knights debut one day after replacing Gerard Gallant. And you're going to want to go back and see the interview right at the start of today's show in Hour 1. Gary Lawless joined us from the Golden Knights and explained exactly how this firing of Gerard Gallant came down. Also tonight, the Arizona Coyotes are at the Vancouver Canucks. And Alexis Lafreniere and the rest of junior hockey's elite draft-eligible talent will get another chance to shine on a big stage tonight at the annual CHL Top Prospects game in Hamilton. The other players from Canada's World Junior team participating in the showcase are center Quentin Byfield, defenseman Jamie Drysdale, forward Dawson Mercer, and goalie Nico Dawes, the continent's top-ranked goalie. This sports update for Seat Giant. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon, see you at Wendell's. We'll be stopping in. We got a big reservation, Darren, before the game. Do you want to come down?
Yeah.
Before the Rush Colorado Mammoth game, I think we're going to be there around 4. So come on down, say hi, get a selfie. You've been there when we've done it.
It's awesome.
People are,
it's a great time.
It's really a big party.
Yeah.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, is watching today. He says, I'm waiting for the Rod Peterson bump to get my next pro contract too. LOL. Hashtag love the Rod Peterson show.
Oh.
Well, Smitty, you've already got your offers.
Yeah.
You know that. He's waiting for the right one.
Speaking of the RP show bump.
Yeah.
He's been on the RP show.
Oh, yeah. Larry Fitzgerald.
He got a new contract, right?
A one-year deal from the Arizona Cardinals.
That's the RP show bump.
Even Larry Fitzgerald is not exempt from the RP show bump.
When's Dirk Koetsch getting his next deal?
He's got one. He's with the Leafs.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Well,
he's with Canada's team. Reason we bring this up is George Cortez has joined the Calgary Stampeders as running backs coach and offensive assistant. Congratulations, Jorge. See you on the trail. Joe Lazito, furthermore, on Odell. He says, right now, a thunderous laugh has erupted at New York Giants headquarters. Why? Because he copped. Slapped a cop on the ass. I'm not suggesting that you do that, but there are far more egregious things that NFL players have been charged with.
Yeah.
And Chris Jones was on the air with us on Monday, Cleveland Browns senior defensive assistant. I asked him to compare Deron and Odell Beckham Jr., and Jones said they're both pros.
Yeah.
I don't think Odell's got to the NFL nor stayed in the NFL because he wasn't professional about things. He's one of the biggest stars. Oh, yeah. So he had a little bit of the devil's juice the other night.
Was it a female cop or a male cop?
We don't know. It's a good point. If it's a female cop, he's done.
That'll be worse.
Way worse.
Yeah.
For him. Darnell in Humboldt writes in. He says, happy Thursday from a very chilly number 5 highway to Humboldt. Thank you, Darnell. He is one of our newest sponsors from Rockstar Supply Chains in Saskatoon. The reason I said I was asking for audience participation was, why don't you write in and ask us what you'd like us to talk about? And I'll get to some of these on the Prairie Mobile text line too. 840-8777, Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. You got a lot of guys around here with some experience. We got some stories. You want to hear some? Let us know. Speaking of bringing the show to Saskatoon, Waz has written in from Saskatoon. I'm starting to understand now when we went to the sports dinner in Delisle with George Laroc, Theo Fleury, and Dennis Hull, why the people there thought we did the show in Saskatoon.
I know.
You're starting to see why.
Oh, yeah.
Waz says, Rod, bring the show to Saskatoon for Ryder Camp. Rib Fest for you, Dupes, and Luke. Kenny Wasden knows how to do up some ribs. So there's a request to come up for. We'll be there far before training camp. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Joe Lazito I say it the way John Lynch says it. He says, it's just me being selfish. I think Odell is a doofus. Oh, I think he's a doofus too. I'm just saying there's guys that have done far worse than that. Just ahead of Bryn Griffiths, Mighty Mouth, Alan Lai writes in and he says, Super Bowl predictions? You guys said you'd be willing to take a stab at the NFL. We got some classic matchups this weekend. Well, one anyways, Packers-Niners, straight out of the 1990s.
Yeah.
Your Titans against the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to go... I'm sorry.
I know. You did it last week, though, too.
I'm going to go... Everybody did. I'm going to go Chiefs-Niners. All red Super Bowl. Chiefs, what do you guys think about this weekend's conference championship?
I mean, I'm always an underdog guy, so I would not be disappointed to see Tennessee win or go through the Super Bowl. If I was to make a prediction, I think Kansas City's offense is just too powerful for.
Yeah, anybody. That's where I'm coming from.
That's what they said about Baltimore. It's 8-for-8 on fourth down in the regular season, and they were 0-for-4 in the game.
I won't be disappointed if it's true. To be honest.
No, you know what? They are good. Kansas City's so good, and you know you're playing with fire, and you don't want to tempt fate and do all that stuff. But you know when you go through the Patriots and then you go through Baltimore, you just start to realize that it's possible. You start to think it's possible. But what they
team
did,
of destiny.
Yeah. But what they did to Houston after going down 24-0, that scares me. And you know Houston beat Kansas City in the regular season, couldn't beat them twice. Tennessee beat Kansas City in the regular season. Can they do it twice? That's a tall order. To try and beat them twice in a year. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to put a prediction on that game. And I just feel like it's Green Bay's year. Even though I haven't watched much of Green Bay, you don't hear much of them. They quietly went out and had a great regular season. I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo will live up to the moment or not. So I kind of think Green Bay's coming out of the NFC.
You got a Green Bay-Tennessee Super Bowl.
I'd like to think that.
And Al, did you make your prediction?
I just said I think Kansas City will win it all.
Okay.
But I think San Francisco...
You're predicting all red.
I've never been a Green Bay Packers fan. I know that's probably one of a few people because everybody seems to love the Packers. I've never liked them. Never been a big fan. So I'm going to go with my heart on that one and say San Francisco.
Okay. Love to see you at our Ballers Super Bowl party, by the way. Think about it.
I sure will.
And just ahead of Mighty Mouth, Terry Carrier writes in from Kisi Koo's First Nation. He says, can you talk about pricing and marketing and how long are you willing to support a team without a championship? I'm going to put that to Bryn, but I will say this. I'm a Pat season ticket holder. I'm a Rush season ticket holder. I will always have season tickets for those teams forever. I don't care how long they win a championship. And I'm a Rider season ticket holder as well. I've renewed two of our tickets. I'm on the next two. But I'm not buying Great Cup tickets too much. Sorry. You guys think about that, and we'll answer that when we're done with Bryn. We're going to... We mentioned that, Sandra, a couple times. George Cortez back in the CFL. Thank you, with the Calgary Stampeders. Let's go to Edmonton. Bryn Griffiths joining us, the Mighty Mouth. Happy New Year, Bryn, if we can still say that. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I'm a little jet-lagged, but I feel like a million bucks.
I want to get your World Junior recap in a moment. I was following you over there. It looked like you were having a blast. But can you please tell me this? I guess the Flames Oilers ticket for January 29th is the most expensive NHL regular season ticket in league history. That's what somebody wrote in this morning. What are they saying in Edmonton about the cost of Oilers tickets right now? It's kind of been a theme, sports pricing, throughout this show.
Well, it's funny. When you go overseas, for example, and you see that you're paying maybe $2.50 for a beer, and then you come back to NHL arenas, and it's anywhere from $12 to $15, it puts things into perspective a little bit. The biggest thing that people have complained, bitched, and whined about here is simply the ticket price is too high. And I think that's economics as much as it is anything. If you can't afford to pay those prices to watch Connor McDavid play, then I think you're probably making about as bold an economic statement as you possibly can, Rod.
Yeah, well, that's my question. Because we don't live in an NHL market. Are people treating themselves to buy these tickets? I was with a guy December 28th, the day after the Flames-Waters game, $18,000 he pays for his season tickets. Now, he runs them through his company, but it's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's funny because when I worked in Calgary at Sportsnet The Fan 960, and I had a chance to talk with Ken King, one time, lots of times actually, but one time in particular, he was talking about how Edmonton and Calgary do things very differently. Calgary's always been, let's sell one ticket for the whole season, while the Edmonton Oilers have always been big on power packs or mini packs, as a lot of people call them. And that really has worked well here. But for some reason, it hasn't worked this time around. And like I said, if you can't afford to pony up a little bit to watch who I think is now the most exciting player in the National Hockey League, you're basically stating that you're tapped out financially. And I get that. Now, obviously, the game against Calgary is going to be, well, it's going to be a game that Ed Whalen and William Shakespeare would be proud of, because it's going to have your share of villains. It's going to have some twists. It's going to have turns. There's just not enough of that in the National Hockey League anymore. I just don't know if fans just go to watch guys just, I won't say go through the motions, but I've just come back from the World Juniors in the Czech Republic, and I've been watching NHL games now for a week, and it's just not doing it for me.
Well, Sean in Saskatoon writes in, I think he's in Saskatoon, he says, $549 for one ticket in row 11 lower bowl for Oilers Flames. It's dumb. It's silly. Crazy. But somebody's going to pay it, so who's the dumb ones? World Juniors, Prague, you didn't just turn it into a hockey tournament. You turned it into a once-in-a-lifetime globe gallivanting trip.
Well, that's the fifth one for me to go to. It's the first one away from the country. I've done four in Canada, and they're all magical, and they're all fun. But there is just something special about watching the team that you're kind of pulling for. Well, actually, hang on a sec. The team that you're kind of pulling for win it all in front of a rather hostile crowd. And the funny part for me, Rod, was that I sat in the Sky Suite for most of the games, but I didn't want to do it for the semifinals or the finals. I wanted to sit in the seats. Now, Azarkan.net is the group that I went with. Paul Almeida puts together a great package for the World Juniors. We took 300 people over with us from all across Canada. The only places that were not represented were PEI and Nunavut. So people were coming from all over. And so just to be there with those people was really kind of fun. And it's hard to say that you're having a lot of fun when you're with the same people for like 22 days. But I just felt like when you're hugging people, when you're leaving at the airport because you got so close to people over a short span of time. But watching your team find a way to get it done on the road is, if you think it was fun watching it on TV, it was just great to be in there. And for me, and it was special for me because the seats that I had, I was right in the middle of the Russian parents section for the gold medal game. And so I was kind of the lone Canadian in there. I kept joking with Paul about, how did you get these seats and why did you put me here? Because I was sitting next to a guy next to me. His name was Victor, as he said, spoke almost no English at all. But we found a way to communicate because we're talking about hockey. It's right from the heart. Doesn't matter which country you're in. And if Canadians think that we're the only place that really give a crap about this game, those Russian fans were just fantastic. The Czech Republic fans were great. It was really special. But as the game ended and I'm watching Team Canada just kind of, you know, get together and do the big group hug in front of the net, Victor and his wife, who I still don't know her name, turns to me, shakes my hand, gives me a nice hug and says, good luck to you. And then he went, and then they just filtered out of the arena. And I welled up because all it told me was that hockey is a wonderful game. We all know that. But hockey also brings countries together. It just doesn't pull us apart. And there's also something special about cheering for that Maple Leaf.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. What was the coolest thing about the trip outside of the hockey, away from the arena? Because I always think that'd be cool to go see it in these different communities.
You know, and it really is great. The Czech Republic, I can't say enough about the people that I met there. They were absolutely fantastic. One, it's way cheaper than I thought. Beer was like 2.25, as opposed to what we pay for here in Canada. And the beer is better there than it is here, with all due respect to the brewers
wrong.
In this country.
Wrong.
All Rod, no, there is no chance. I'll tell you what. This is the one thing that somebody pointed out. You don't have a hangover ever with their beer. Ever. I think we got so much crap and filler in ours. And that's just me. And I'm not a huge beer drinker. I found their beer way better than ours. But you know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion, especially on this show. And I really enjoyed the people, like having a chance to meet the people. And the other thing, too, I've traveled through Western Europe, but I had not done Central. So we hit Prague for 5 days before we even made our way up to Olomouc and Ostrava and Trinic. But we also did a day trip. Wow, this is a crazy one. We did a day trip to Krakow in Poland. And also stopped and visited the museum and paid respects in Auschwitz, which was a very humbling and numbing experience for me. And it affects everybody so differently. You can see that on the tour. And then the other places we stopped at were Vienna, which I'd always wanted to go to, and Salzburg and Munich. And in Munich, they have pretty good beer there too at the Hofbräuhaus. So I don't know. We found a way to kind of mix it up a little bit, and it was as much as it was, we went for the hockey, we stayed for everything else. It was a blast.
Good for you, Bryn. Were you with your wife or with buddies, or what was your traveling?
Are you kidding?
Group?
They pushed me out of the house, Rod, so fast to make your head spin. I went over because I've been doing more corporate podcast work over the last 6 months, and if anybody wants to check my website, it's mightymouth.ca. And you'll see what I'm doing. And you can also hear the podcast we did over there. And the goal for us wasn't to talk about, Lafreniere or Hayton or the goaltending, which was fabulous down the stretch. It was all about the color of the event and to talk about how much of a blast we had just being there. And so we did probably around 8 to 10 podcasts there that were just so much fun. And we did it from a hospitality suite. It was just hopping every night. And it was just a pleasure to be asked to go over and a pleasure to just take it in. And it's another bucket list thing for me.
Mightymouth.ca is Bryn's website.
Yes.
to check that out. We've covered Oilers. We've covered World Juniors in your trip. I can't get out of here without an Eskimo update, Edmonton sports update. I don't know how in tune you are on what's been going on there.
You're probably more in tune with the Eskimos than I have been, because you do disconnect in an awful lot of ways when you're over there. And I was able to kind of keep up with the NHL stuff, kind of, but it is hard when those games are at three in the morning and that kind of thing. And you're waking up when the games have just ended. And it was really tough to keep up. And the other thing too, I tried to turn my phone off a little bit while I was over there. They didn't really care about Donald Trump. They don't obsess about him there. Nobody's talking about Trudeau and his beard. For me, it was a wonderful 3 weeks. I was able to unplug, but as for the family, no, they kind of all went their separate ways. You know, when everybody starts getting a little older, Rod, everybody likes a little bit of downtime and a little bit of space. And I think having the Cartoon Network, as I'm referred to at home, away for 3 weeks, I think that the family kind of enjoyed that.
Well, it sounds like a true holiday. So, Bryn, thanks for this. Yeah, thank you for the update.
Okay,
and again,
guys.
Yeah, mightymouth.ca. Follow him on Twitter. Same thing. Look him up, Mighty Mouth. And let's hear it.
All right. This has been a blast, but you know what? I'm out of here.
Thanks, Bryn. Happy New Year.
Just for you, buddy. All right, Happy New Year to everybody. Love you.
Happy New Year.
Love you too, pal. He is something, man. Bryn Griffiths, super guy. I just find that every time that we get going on this topic, it doesn't end. On ticket pricing, Ryan DeVries writes in. He says, tickets aren't that bad if you just look. I try to go to a game in Calgary every year and usually don't spend over $100 per ticket, and that's not nosebleed. Yeah, you're talking about one game a year.
And that's StubHub. And the closer you get to the game, they want to make sure they sell, so prices come down. You're not making real plans. Right?
Yeah,
and find cheap tickets for sure.
I know, and Al's going to chime in, but Jason Wall is watching in Winnipeg. He says Jets upper deck tickets in 1995 were $9.50 a game. Today, groups of people share a season ticket, and that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you have to save up to go to one game a year now, whereas we all used to go to every game, and we're lucky sitting in this market. Rider tickets, as far as I'm concerned, aren't that expensive. Rush tickets aren't that expensive. And junior hockey tickets are dirt cheap. $25 max in the Dub, $15 max in the SJ, and the hockey's outstanding. And I say junior's another example, or just they're another world compared to the pros. It's different, right? But Al, you got...
No, I was going to comment on that. I got to watch Connor McDavid live. I saw him score the beautiful goal.
Wow.
Live, it was unbelievable. And he turned around one of the best defensemen in Toronto and in the league. I think a lot of Morgan Riley, I'm losing it. He was just so powerful and so tricky and so quick. I flew to Phoenix to watch him play the first time because I wanted to watch him play live. You got to watch Connor McDavid play live to realize how great he is. And it cost me less money to fly to Phoenix, go to a game watching than it would have been to travel to Edmonton. I stayed with a friend in Phoenix, which was nice. And now I got to see him. best two hockey players in the last several years I've seen play live by far over everybody on the ice, and this includes some pretty good hockey players like Drysdale and Marner and that. But, you know, he was phenomenal. He just unbelievable. You watch the speed, you watch him go, and Austin Matthews is right there with him. He is phenomenal to watch live.
But what were your tickets worth?
Well, my tickets were $329. Fortunate enough, we were given tickets by my buddy. I was given 8 tickets for each game, so it was pretty sweet.
Free for you, but for Joe Blow,
$329.
They're just not. And
we had great tickets. 18 rows up behind the bench, and they were perfect tickets.
I just think that pro sports events shouldn't be once in a lifetime events, and that's what they're becoming.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, and you're right. I mean, when we were just listening to the story about Edmonton selling. They do the same in Calgary, but they sell them as a season ticket, and then the fans themselves separate,
split them
themselves. So they're still doing the same thing in Calgary, but just in a different way.
Al, thanks for coming into the locker room for coffee today.
It's always a pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
Great stories from Alba. We'll be back. We got more guests on the way. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on this Thursday morning, episode 157. We're on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Thursday morning. Don't worry, Dupes is coming back for the overtime segment. We got a couple segments left. We really did hit a nerve, and I'm starting to realize it is a fortuitous nerve, and that is ticket pricing in sports. Wayne in Victoria, BC writes in. He says, CFL tickets are definitely cheaper than NHL or MLB because of the number of games. Mark Atherton in New Brunswick writes in. He says, look at the World Juniors. It's outpriced itself. Went to the 06 World Juniors, full package for what one game cost at the Toronto-Montreal event just a couple of years ago. Hockey Canada started all this. They were the first to get greedy. Pat in Saskatoon, Super Bowl tickets aren't cheap, and tickets for UFC this weekend are the highest around since Connor's return. And yet, they'll pack the place. So we'll continue all that. I just wanted to point out to everybody that everybody's got an opinion on ticket pricing, and I don't really know what the answer is. But back in the bunker, we've brought him out of his cage, is producer Clark, the third Sedin. How are you, Clark?
I really got to lose some weight so I actually look like those guys again.
You're fine. I bet you they look more like you than you think.
Yeah, well, now in retirement, maybe they've packed it on.
That's what I mean. You've brought a guest. I want you to do the introductions here with Chris, if you don't mind.
All right, so Chris is a buddy of mine. I've known Chris for, I don't know, what, like 16, 17 years now, probably?
Yeah. Chris Unterreiner.
Chris Unterreiner,
It's like the German Under Armour.
Exactly.
Unterreiner. Okay. Yeah.
So me and Chris grew up playing baseball together. We went to college, same college for a year down in California. And he went on to do a lot better things than I did in the baseball world. But because of that... Well, I'll let you tell a little bit more about your program, but he's opened up a baseball training facility here in Regina.
Sweet.
And it's, I would say, the most elite baseball training facility in the province. And in the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years, the province itself has kind of blown up in terms of baseball talent. And a lot has to do with Chris and his doing, but the Baseball SASC program has stepped up in a lot of ways too. But Chris, I would say, just like, talk about what drove you to start it. And I think just going back to when we were growing up, what we had available and what we have available now.
Yeah, yeah. When we played together when we were 13, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. We were both in the SASC baseball program. There was some facilities that were available, but there was really no program that kind of progressed the kids. After we got to college, it was one of those things where there was a few kids from Saskatchewan that went on, but usually it was the big provinces where kids had the opportunity to go down to the States.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, baseball's blown up. I think I attribute a lot of it to the success that the Blue Jays had. Would it be 15 and 16? Usually, athletics trend in the direction of the sports that are successful. So baseball, I mean, blew up the first couple of years after the Jays got successful. And then I'm sure basketball, seeing numbers just blow up.
Because and football did when the Riders were in their peak.
Yeah,
exactly.
To interject, but continue.
That's kind of the same thing. Like, look at how football SASC has done. They've become a powerhouse in the provincial football world. And baseball SASC. So when we were growing up, you played Canada Cup a year before I did. But we finished, Saskatchewan was probably like middle of the pack most years.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
And then shortly after we kind of graduated from that age group.
Yeah, so they won, it was 2 or 3 years ago, they won Canada Cup back-to-back.
Back-to-back
years. They won Canada Cup, and then they won Canada Summer Games, which was even bigger in Fort McMurray. So 2 years in a row, they saw success that way.
Yeah.
And then, so the young kids see success at the higher levels, whether it's the kids in high school or the kids in college or the pros, obviously MLB success. So we have a facility east end of town, RBI Training Center, it's called. We've been around since 2012.
And the lid. I'm noticing the Padres vintage lid. I like that.
They got great colors, the red and the yellow. I love it.
We've been around since 2012. We specialize in baseball and softball. We have a great batch of instructors. We've got like 15 instructors that work baseball and softball. We work with kids 7 up to 17, and then we've got a bunch of alumni that are in college right now. We're really fortunate. I'm sure most of the kids will recognize the name Dustin Mulliken. He's one of our instructors out at our facility, one of our really good friends. So he works with our pitchers, former professional. He's on Team Canada Baseball that are looking to qualify for the Olympics here coming up. Baseball, softball.
But I want to point something out here. We have a lot of these former Rough Riders on from the States. Clark lines them up. How many of them are working at a training facility or individual coaching of kids? And I don't think people understand that if you want your kid to make it, who knows whether they will or not, but going to these training academies is going to up their game ahead of everybody else.
Yeah,
does that just cut to the chase of what you're doing here?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
And it's in any sport.
Right.
You know, you see kids, I hate the word specializing, but I mean, it's getting to a point now where
it's what it is.
In hockey, if you're 13 years old and you're not playing high performance, you're kind of, you might
left
be in
behind.
The outs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Baseball isn't so much that way. I don't like to say it that way because we work with kids all the way through. If a kid has a passion for the game, then we're gladly going to cater to it. But you do see that if a kid wants to play at the high level, it starts early. It starts with at least you can be multi-sport athlete, which I'm a huge proponent of, but you have to kind of decide earlier and earlier what sport you're going to slowly gear yourself towards. And we see more and more kids thinking baseball.
Yeah.
Because college is an option where you get potentially part of your schooling paid for. You get your education and then you play a little bit of baseball while you're at it. And a very, very small percentage of them play professional baseball. But if we can at least get them to enjoy the game and develop them as young athletes for baseball and softball, that's even
more. Well, I think anybody watching the show understands what sports does for your life, whether you make it to the pros or not, in terms of structure, teamwork, and all the rest. And I'll get to how people can sign up for your academy and the rest, Training Institute. But I'll just say this. I was in Winnipeg last year. Might have just been last spring, visiting with a friend from the Jets. And he said, Mark Scheifele has a shooting coach and a mental coach and a nutrition coach, plus his own coach. He's got four coaches. And I said, what does Paul Maurice think about that? You know, because he's the head coach. Mm-hmm. And he goes, Mark Scheifele's having a career year. Mm-hmm. It works.
Well, look at Tom Brady.
Right? It's not a waste. Tom Brady, same thing.
Great example of he's got a everything coach. He's probably got 14 coaches, but he does pretty well.
It's a lot of voices in their head, but they're excelling.
Yeah.
And this
as long
is
as
how.
They're all on the same page. You know, the idea is you get your athlete to that elite level, and there's so many different facets of it now.
Right.
I mean, the mental side is one part that's has been overlooked for how long, and now all of a sudden that's the difference
maker
for a lot
thing.
Of these guys. Yeah.
For
one,
sure.
One thing I will say, just being an instructor with Chris, is that a lot of the instructors are guys who have played college or played with the Regina Red Sox or have played high levels of provincial baseball in some form or fashion. And the programs that Chris puts together along with some of the other top guys there are so easy to follow for us because we've all been through that kind of training. So it easily translates into teaching a 10-year-old how to do something so complex that they never would have thought of otherwise. So it's great to help Chris out. I only do a couple nights a week, but it's awesome to go out there and just see the level of program that they're able to come down from an elite level and mm-hmm. teach a 10-year-old how to do something that we're teaching 17-year-olds to do the exact same way, just in a different fashion. And it's really awesome to see. And just going back to the thing we were talking about earlier with seeing success leads to success. Like when we were growing up, and you'll know this name, Rod, is Mitch McDonald. So Leo McDonald's kid, Mitch, he was kind of the shining example, right?
Keep it down in there.
DuPont's yelling in the back.
Yeah, can you guys, we're doing a show out here.
But Leo McDonald, big name in Regina, especially in the baseball world, but you know Leo from hockey too.
Yeah.
His kid Mitch was probably one of the shining examples of success,
one of the very
right?
first, yeah, one of the big names to go down. Yeah.
He went to college, he went pro, he played
Santa
pro
Monica
for a few
college.
Years.
Monterey Peninsula.
Oh, you got it.
That's
okay.
where we
that's
went.
Where we're, yeah, yeah, that's where
so
we're from.
We had that little lane, but other than Mitch, it was kind of like, well, college baseball is not really realistic for a lot of kids in this province or this area. We started going down. We were probably amongst maybe six or seven kids in our age group to go down to college,
maybe eight or nine.
Yep. And we were kind of the first group to get into that, maybe early double digits, 10 or 11 kids. After that, like it's almost like every kid now who plays AAA has a good opportunity because of the training that's available now to go down to a Southern college program. And it's just blowing my mind to see coming from our age group to now, the amount of kids that are going down because of these types of programs.
Yeah. So how can they sign up or at least maybe get a tour information?
So yeah, you can look us up, rbitraining.com. Look us up on Facebook, RBI Training Center. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. We're all over
Gotta
the place.
Be.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it starts with a facility like this, but it's also all of the leagues. There's Little League, Kiwanis Little League, North Regina Little League, Baseball Regina, there's Baseball Sask, Baseball Canada. Everybody, as long as they're on the same page and all the kids are developing the right direction, we're going to see the game continue to grow. And I think that's the softball Sask, softball. That's the ultimate goal.
Awesome. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Clark, we're putting you back in the cage.
All right, fine.
Although people are saying they want to know where they can get that bunny hug.
I think Darren put a link in, but I think he spelt some words wrong because Darren is not used to typing during the show. So rodpetersonshop.com.
Yeah, you can order a bunny hug like that yourself in a variety of colors.
Yeah.
Dupes will join us for overtime after this break. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you.
It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
They have dropped the puck on overtime. Cliff? Who's Cliff? Clark has flooded the ice. I'm just thinking about that bunny hug that he's wearing. Every time somebody comes on the set wearing a Rod Peterson Show shirt, bunny hug. People want to buy it. I just find it would be a little egregious of me to wear one. No.
Well, you wear one if you want to wear one. Again.
I do want to wear one. I just think it looks a little.
You wear one if you're going to wear it all day, if you're going to wear it. I don't, like I said, I'm not going to put you in a shirt because, you know, someone's paying for you to wear that shirt. You understand that? Nobody's paying for you to wear what you wear.
Not at all.
Do what you do, right? I mean, that's important. If you want to wear it, wear it.
I feel like, why would anybody want to wear anything
Dan Patrick
with my face on it?
Dan Patrick wears a Dan Patrick Show shirt.
Does he?
He likes it.
Logo. Well, I love the stuff. It's all Under Armour stuff. I know you went out of your way to order it that way, and Sean McNall from TG Marketing, that's why it's Under Armour. I feel like distributing it to my family, but I also feel like my one brother particularly would throw it back at me and say, why would you think I would wear this?
Yeah.
Maybe he would. By the way, sports on tap for the tap. In the dub last night, Brandon blank Prince George 4-0. Calgary beat the Swift Current Broncos 4-3. And Victoria trounced Tri-City 6-1. No games in the dub tonight. SJHL, LaRange beat Melford 3-2. When does Kevin Kaminsky start getting talked about as coach of the year in the SJ? Just with the season
soon.
That they've had.
Yeah.
Battleford's North Stars blanking Melville 5-0 in the vault. And there are no games. Why is Logan Fraser from the SJHL calling me? Does he not understand that we're on the air? Right in the middle that we're talking SJHL.
His ears were ringing.
Our lips to his ears.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Battleford's beat Melville 5-0 in the vault. No games in the SJ tonight. Janelle in Saskatoon writes in. She says, I ordered mine. I'll wear your face, Rod. Thank you, Janelle. Very nice of you. Why do I feel like Saskatoon's going to be covered in these shirts?
Oh yeah.
And whatever else we're selling, golf balls and so forth. I'm starting to realize why Saskatoon, the numbers are so high for this show up there. I think Regina, because I've been on the air in Regina so long, they're just Saskatoon, like, this is new.
They love it.
Who is this goof that's on the air every day ranting and raving?
New and exciting.
Yeah.
That's what's great.
I don't know what it is. I can't quite figure it out, but Terry Carrier says, but at least your picture is not on your business card. Well, I'm not a real estate agent. Why would I have that? Oh, sports on tap for the tap. Spend $100 in the tap liquor store and you'll get a $20 gift card to use in the brew house. Stop by to see them today. I was going to say, I got to put more work into my Magnificent Seven show topics, because today when I knew Gary Lawless was going to join us from Golden Knights camp, I didn't even go write down seven topics because that was going to be the theme of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the few that I did write down was, how is the cold affecting you? It's affecting you more than me.
Sure it is. I mean,
you had to take an Uber to work today.
We've had, well, vehicles not show. Starting.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah, helping out friends and family with their vehicles or lending them mine or whatever. Like, it's just, it affects people for sure. But, you know, I think about it, and as funny as it is, in Canada, and especially here, the cold is never an excuse. Right,
for not being able to function.
Yeah. We have to be able to function. I keep thinking about now. Okay, well, if I, you know, want to not spend my money on a new vehicle and different things like that, and I want to, you know, drive something a little bit older, or if I want to whatever, and I know it's not going to start in the winter, still got to get to work. There's still lots of ways to make things happen, but now we just have to adjust. And a car not starting is no reason to be late, because if you know it's going to be cold, you better be prepared to check if it's going to start earlier. So you can call for a ride, or you can take the bus, or take a cab, or an Uber, or whatever. But the cold's not really affecting us at all. We talk about how cold it is. I had this conversation last night. Everyone's, it's so cold. Oh my God, I can't function. It's cold. You walked outside for 15 seconds to your car and got in it, and it was already warm.
But I think of the people that are working in it.
You got inside, yeah, and it's not cold. For most of us, it's not affecting us. But for the people who got to be outside working in it, yeah, I definitely feel for them, because if you're out there shoveling snow, whatever, your ears are cold, your fingers are cold quick.
Sean Dahl in Saskatoon says, Saskatoon folks are sports fans, and frankly, Saskatoon doesn't get enough love in the pro sports talk scene. I think that has to do with the popularity. I think that's what it is, too. I think it's just what we're doing here is somewhat underserved. And the topics that we talk about in the markets where we're quite popular, and that is CFL, Western Canadian NHL teams, the Western Hockey League,
yep.
NLL. We're talking about everything that TSN's not.
Yeah.
Really, for the most part.
Yep.
And I think, how much do you hear in Western Canada? Oh, the Toronto Sports Network. We've heard it for 25 years.
Right.
So we're talking about the things people care about. And like I say, in Saskatoon, I think a lot of what we're doing here is new to them. Oh, Clark has put on the screen, per dunk, offensive coordinator Jason Maas will be the Riders quarterbacks coach in 2020. I think we said this yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, it came out yesterday that Ricky Ray has decided not to.
Right.
He's not ready.
Just on the cold thing, I wasn't ready to leave that topic yet. I just thought Sean nailed what we have all agreed as to why this show is so popular in Saskatoon. So thank you, Sean. Monty Klassen from Saskatoon. Bring a coffee cup to Saskatoon from the Rush. Why can't he go online and order it like everybody else?
It's there.
But Monty watches every day for 2 hours so we can deliver his cup to him. You still got to pay for it, Monty. Not running a charity around here. Dave Vertfay says, we do live in Saskatchewan, pack your booster cables. And that's what I'm talking about, because I'm coming out of the gym today and I'm getting in the vehicle the Capital GMC has provided for me with a command start. And I'm just kind of going, my life is frankly a lot easier than a lot of people's. And I'm very grateful for that. But I remember going back to PA when I worked there, driving a 10-year-old Ford Mustang L, and it would never start. I had to boost it every time I had. It was minus 43. Like,
oh yeah,
we're talking northern Saskatchewan here. But, and it wasn't even that long ago that I had a vehicle that at the airport I'd come home from ride or road trips. It would be this cold sometimes in November, and it wouldn't start. You're trying to boost it. I'm scraping my knuckles, digging in the thing, like bleeding all over, and it's minus 40. And it's like, life sucks. And I'm like, well, I don't have to. For whatever reason, not living that anymore, and I'm so grateful. And I think of the people, though, that are, and I'm like, I feel bad for them.
Don't. I mean, feel bad for some of them, but don't feel bad for me, because I kind of understand what you were going through in that time. Don't feel bad for me. You know, and I'll be honest, I'll lay it out for you. Like, I love my vehicle. It's I drive a 10-year-old vehicle, a 2009. And yeah, so now it's cold. I got to get it boosted. But I don't have a car payment. Right? I don't have big overhead expenses on it. And it allows me to be able to chase my dreams and do these things that I love to do every day. And if you want to have an opportunity, you know, everyone says, you're so lucky. Well, don't buy fancy things. You either want to buy fancy things and live that way, or you want to invest yourself into something great that you actually and chase your dreams. You can do those things by lowering your expenses. I have next to no monthly expenses. And that's why I'm allowed to do it. It's about, you know, prioritizing what's important to you. And for me, chasing my, doing what I love to do every day and doing this, that's what's important, right? So I drive a 10-year-old vehicle, and today I had to spend $20 on an Uber to get here. I'm okay with that.
I know. I hear it a lot. People are like, Rod's not on the radio anymore. Is he okay? Our expenses, A, in our family are very low. And B, you don't know what I'm doing when I'm not here. You don't know. So I'd rather be hated than pitied or worried about. And I think I got that covered in a lot of places. But I'm with you. Our expenses are very low.
You know? But there's nothing wrong, though, if you want to make your money and have a nice car and do those
things. Spend as much as you make?
That's great. If you're happy, you're winning, right? If you're happy, you're winning. Simple.
However you do it.
Yeah. But we can't have everything. You can't go and chase your dreams without some risk, right? You can't have all of these nice things, a nice car and a nice house and a mortgage payment and a family and do all of these things and go invest your time in a new project or chasing your dreams when you're not going to make any money. You can't have it both ways.
We're going to shut her down. Alan Lai writes that. He says, how about Rod Peterson, Tim Hortons sponsorship cups? Well, the Tim Hortons guys did come on our trip to Houston. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should get on Tim Hortons on that.
But Caliber's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Well, they can do a Rod Peterson brand of coffee. How about that?
That'd be cool.
We're going to get out of here. I know the people wanted some football talk, and tomorrow it's all football. That's why we call it Football Fridays. That's why you know to tune in on Fridays. You're going to get football here. We'll be talking about George Cortez joining the Calgary Stampeders, the latest with OBJ. Can you put up who our guests are tomorrow, Clark? Do we have? Because I don't even know. Just about every night when the lights go off at our house, my wife turns to me and goes, who's on your show tomorrow? I'm like, I honestly don't know. Angus Reid. We're going to have an Angus Reid poll. Angus Reid, the former BC Lions offensive lineman. Davaris Daniels. Jeff Reinbold, the very colorful CFL coach. And I guess we're going to be unveiling our top 10 free agent list, right? Yours, mine, Clark's.
Yes.
And our out-of-the-tunnel writer. So tomorrow, we're going to have the top 10 free agent list. I can tell you that Davaris Daniels is on my list, and he'll be with us tomorrow. Great work, Clark. And thanks to everybody that was a part of it. Thanks to Gary Lawless, Bryn Griffiths, Chris from RBI Baseball, Al Dumba, Phil Andrews. It was a busy show. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow talking football at 10 a.m. Central on Facebook Live.
Oh.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.